that Cox Plate again this year.
Yeah, let's hope for you. All the owners are in it, because you've obviously been patient with that explanation of the injuries and the rupture and things like that. It sounds severe, but he's obviously been given time. And if he's close to trialling, then he's pleasing Chris.
Yeah, it is. Obviously, a cracked bone isn't, it's not the end of the world. You know, it's probably easier to come back from a cracked bone than it actually is from a tendon. So, and Chris has done everything right by the horse. And we're never really worried if he never got back to the track again. It was all about his welfare. So, credit to everyone involved, the Ballarat team, Laura, who used to work for Darren Weir, Norrellan Park and Matty Williams. They've done a great job.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So, we'll watch for him if it all goes through a trial. This time next week in Sydney, and then, you know, I presume Chris just wants to see him come back and see how he is before you map out anything.
Yeah, that's the plan. He'll trial next week, then I'll have an official trial on the 6th of August.
Yeah.
And there's that race, I suppose, the Wink Stakes towards the end of August, up there over 1400 is probably a logical kickoff if everything goes well.
Okay, so possibly the Winks, will wait and see on that. Okay. Can I ask you about a couple of... how many horses do Spicer sort of have shares in, Brad? Is this something you tell the wife or not?
No, we try and keep that hidden, Andrew. you never look at the numbers, that's for sure, in this game. But, look, we've probably got about 50 horses on our books at any one time. And we've got a couple of smart ones having their maiden starts today at Ballarat that hopefully can be spring players going forward, a couple of 92-year-olds in Olympic Oath in race 2 and Sayoni in race 3.
Okay, so have they... I know Lindsay Smith's got Olympic Oath. Who has Sayoni?
Yeah, Lindsay Smith's got it as well.
Okay.
So they're both down the beach. And hopefully, you know, they can stretch out to some nice distances in the spring. And, you know, hopefully, at this time of the year, hopefully you've got an Oaks or a Derby horse there. And both of those fit the bill at this stage. And you just got to hope they keep improving.
So have you heard the right thing about running on a synthetic today?
Look, they've both been there before, Andrew. So, which is, you know, they've ticked the boxes at the trials. Sayoni was very impressive. I think she won a trial of about 4 or 5 lengths. And Olympic Oaths ran second in his trial with a heavyweight jockey on. So, look, we're going there. I think they're both short price favourites.
Yeah.
And hopefully they can stay out of trouble.
Yeah, Olympic Oaths $1.35 and Sayoni's $1.45. So let's hope it's a Lindsay Smith double for favourite punters as well there.
Yeah, exactly. It's always a bit of pressure when you're taking horses that short to the races, that's for sure.
Yeah, I understand. Another one tomorrow out of Warwick Farm is Rotator, who has had a winter campaign and obviously fourth up tomorrow. So rock hard fit for, well, an improving track.
Yeah, look, she's a work in progress, Andrew. She's a horse that's got a lot of talent, but she seems to overdo things early in her races. So I think once we get to 14 and a mile with her later on in her campaign, she'll be a much better horse. But she's got quite a bit of class, and hopefully she can knock off her first win there tomorrow at Warwick Farm.
Yeah, she's always promised a winner. I mean, early on they placed her in Widdens and, you know, those sort of races, so they've had a reputation on us from early on.
Yeah, look, she's her own worst enemy. She just doesn't seem to relax that well early doors, hence we just kept her at the shorter distances, and Chris has done a great job just trying to get her to relax. And I think from that nice gate tomorrow, Blake Shin should be able to just get a nice bit of cover and keep her out of trouble. And I think that's the main thing, just keep her out wide and she should hit the line really strong.
Okay, so that's tomorrow, first race out at Warwick Farm, and I'm just checking tab. The price at the moment is $2.50. So you've got three favourites in 2 days. You got the pressure on your team, Brad.
It'd just be nice to get a winner or two, Andrew, that's for sure. So,
yeah, for sure.
Especially coming at the end of this time of the year, it's nice.
Yeah, it's exciting too. And we're looking forward very much to watching Kings Will Dream, hopefully in a barrier trial next week. And you said it'll have another sort of an official one 2 weeks after that or something like that.
Yeah, on the 6th of August back at Rosehill.
Okay. Good on you, Brad. Thanks for your time. We'll keep in contact.
Pleasure, Andrew. Anytime.
Thanks, mate. Brad Spicer from Spicer Thoroughbreds in regard to Kings Will Dream, and maybe it's the Wink Stakes first up. We'll wait and see. Just a couple of other quick snippets that I gathered. That Pippi that I spoke on Friday to Chris Maher is having a week to 10 days at the owner's property on the Gold Coast. It'll be ready to run mid to late August down in Melbourne, so we'll be following her. We spoke this time last week to Aubrey trainer Donna Scott about Bennelong Dancer, a strong contender in the Kosciuszko. They were hoping for a jump out late last week, but that didn't occur due to the bad weather, so we'll wait and see what happens there. And Dylan's Romance, who won on Saturday, has pulled up really well, according to Mark Connors. They will accept for the Eremine tomorrow over 2,000 and decide later in the week if the horse does back up. But it's having a really good preparation, Dylan's Romance, who's won 3 from 4. Nash Rowilla's decided that he'll be riding full-time in Sydney. His first meeting back is Thursday week at Kembla Grange on July 25. I've just been alerted that the announcement from Racing New South Wales relevant to the Damien Flower slot will come in this hour between 10 and 11. We were thinking it was going to be around now, but it will be in this hour. And as soon as we get it, we'll announce it here on Sky Sports Radio.
Good morning, Madison Clear Sloan with your Sky Sports Radio news. Police believe bikie gangs are behind a massive haul of cocaine intercepted on its way to the Australian snowfields. Authorities discovered 384 kilograms of the drug hidden inside an excavator that arrived in Port Botany in Sydney from South Africa. Police switched the drugs and followed the delivery chain. Two men will now face court next month. It's understood part of that shipment was headed for the Snowy Mountains, with skiers the new targets for drug dealers. Drivers on the M4 are being told to slow down and just keep driving if they think they're going the wrong way into the new WestConnex tunnel, with plenty of drivers, including big trucks, stopping and reversing to try and avoid paying the new toll. And police have been in touch with the family of the French backpacker Erwin Farrell, believing the bones found by spear fishermen off Port Macquarie Beach are his. The 21-year-old and his British travelling companion Hugo Palmer have not been seen since their belongings were found on Chile Beach back in February. Making headlines in sport this morning, Belinda Sharp will make history this week when she becomes the NRL's first female referee in 111 years of the sport, officiating the Broncos-Bulldogs match on Thursday night. Meanwhile, NRL head of football Graeme Annesley has flagged a potential end-of-season rules change overhaul in a bid to simplify the rules of the game. And the Panthers are beginning to throw some consistency together as they prepare to face the Dragons on Friday night in the lead-up to the finals, with Nathan Cleary looking set to come back from injury. And Aussie golf stars Adam Scott, Jason Day and Mark Leishman have all been placed in marquee groupings for the first two rounds of the British Open. That's all the latest on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
On Wednesday, the King arrives. It's time to take your place in the circle of life and experience Disney's The Lion King like you've never seen it before. Disney's The Lion King in cinemas July 17. Homebush Bay Drive, broken down car just above the M4 southbound. Glen Denning, the M7 just past the M4, broken down car is causing heavy traffic conditions. One of three southbound lanes is closed. That's lane 3. Want to use toll roads like the new M4 tunnels? Well, don't pay up to $40 for a tag. Choose Linkt. No upfront fees or tag deposit. Search L-I-N-K-T. I'm Ian McRae, and that's traffic on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio features Group 1 Harness Racing from Albion Park this Saturday. Who will take out the Group 1 Blacks of Fate and the Group 2 Queensland Derby? On the Pace, we'll have daily updates, then all the thrilling action Saturday night.
It's a Saturday
on Sky Sports Radio.
Wideline Windows and Doors can help make your next build or home reno a success. Drop into any showroom and check out their extensive range of quality aluminium and timber designs, all backed by a 7-year guarantee. Any size, any shape, any space. Wideline's experts will help create the perfect frame for your view. There's never been a better time to take a closer look at Wideline Windows and Doors. Showrooms open at Port Macquarie, Broadmeadow, Tuggera, Rosebery and coming soon to Liverpool.
You've won the plumbing contract. Now, all you need is to hire the extra staff and the equipment to deliver the project. So, you call OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. We've helped thousands of small business owners get ahead with loans of up to $250,000. Get approval in hours and funds in your account as early as the next business day. At OnDeck, we say yes to small business. So for a loan to help you get ahead, apply now at ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And 13 past 10 with Sean Cosgrove. Good morning. We're going to be day of racing today. We're going to bounce the ball at Albury. Steve Heatherton joins in, CEO. Morning, Steve.
G'day, Sean.
How's your day in Albury today?
Yeah, it's actually not too bad. It's a bit cloudy, but there's no rain about, which is a great thing.
Yeah, you have had rain by the looks of it, though.
Yeah, we've had 25 mil in the last week and about 36 or 7 mil since the start of the month. So it's been consistent rain, and probably with that, there hasn't been a lot of drying weather, so very cool climate. So the track's sort of stayed in around that slow to heavy range. So.
All right, so how have you officially rated it today?
Yeah, it's a heavy 10, but... You know, there's a small chance of an upgrade probably throughout the day, given we've had no rain yesterday and we expect no rain again today. So at this stage, a 10, but maybe a small chance of an upgrade.
All right, terrific. And the rail?
Rail's out 6 in the entire. So in walking the track yesterday, it looks like every horse will have its chance. And again, with the Albury Straight, you'll see in the past meetings, even with a heavy track, most of the horses all get their chance right across the track and from the front and behind.
All right, well, terrific. Have a great day there, Steve.
Thanks a lot, Sean.
Thanks, Steve. Steve Heatherton joining me there, and the CEO at Albury. As you said, a heavy 10 with a fine, though. Anthony Manton's going to find the winners. First morning, Anthony.
Yeah, good morning to you, Cozzy. How are you?
I'm terrific, mate. It's you got to work on the wet track there on that rail out, but as Steve said, they all get their chance with that good straight at Albury.
They do, yeah. Heavy 10. Field sizes have held up okay, and we've actually got quite a few shorties this afternoon. 7 races to get through. I think there's at least 6 horses that are in that sort of $2 range and a couple well into the red. So it could be a day for the favourites, but when you say that, the roughies start to lob, but we'll do our best and try and find all the winners.
All right, the first, One Dream Brother, $1.50, 2 out, 3 Burtone is 13, 4 All About Rhyming, 8.50, 5 Lord Cedric, 9, 6 Charlie, 11, 7 Westmoreland, 8, number 8, Kurion Connie, 51, and Super Icon, 51. 10 Cab Strata, 26, 11 Unplucked, 51, 12 Winning Manoeuvre, 26, 13, 14, 15 out. Shorty, number 1 Dream Brother, $1.50.
Yeah, 1, 5, 4 and 6. Got to go with Dream Brother here. First up for 6 months, placed 8 of his 12 runs with good Victorian provincial form. And on paper, he's definitely got the best form for a race like this. Only needs to handle the wet track first up, and he'll be too good for this slot. Number 5, Lord Cedric, first up for 5 months, but does appear to have improved this time in with an excellent trial at Corowa recently, crossing from a wide gate and leading throughout, so it looks like it's come back better this time in. 4, All About Rhyming, is first up for 9 months without a trial, but wasn't beaten far in a strong race at Wagga at its only start back in September, and it could be an improver here second up. And next best is number 6, which is Charlie. A local having its first start, did chase home Lord Cedric in that recent trial at Corowa, and Blake McDougall to ride must be respected. 1-5, 4-6 in race 1, Cozzy.
All right, race 2, 1, Rurivaki is $7. Number 2, Too Hard to Handle, 280. 3 is in Lloyd, 10, 4 Toffee Miss, 5. 5 Golden Esprit, 950. 6 Rocky High, 650. 7 Dr. Force, 550. Number 8, Primadini, 41. And 9, Call Me Betty, 21. Favourite is 280. Number 2, Too Hard to Handle.
2, 7, 6, and 3. I'm with number 2 here, Too Hot to Handle. He's placed 3 of his last 4 starts over the border. Last start at Pakenham was used up from a wide gate and set up outside the leader and was only swamped the last 100 metres or so. So looks the likely leader here who has placed on its only going, only start rather, on a heavy track and appears the one to beat. 7 Dr. Force is on an 8-day backup, raced at Wagga last week and was caught 4 and 5 wide throughout. And I thought did a good job to finish 4th. Looks nice and fit for this and hasn't been far away in all its runs this preparation. 6 Rocky High should be at peak now after 2 runs back from a spell and did close off solidly from the back at Wagga last start. And number 3 is Din Loy, another one who should be nearing peak fitness after a couple of runs back from a spell. But 2, Hot to Handle, number 2. Looks the way to go to beat 7, 6, and 3 in race number 2, Cozzy.
3rd, 1 and 2 out. 3, Boo Radley is 2 even. 4, Broadstone, 7.55. Our Bridget is 12. 6, Enconti, 2.60. 7, Macca's Hero, 12. 8 out, 9, Hargy, 41. 10, Bad Obsession, 12. 2 even. Favourite number 3, Boo Radley.
Numbers here, 6, 4, 3 and 10. I'm with number 6, Enconti. It's been excellent, this preparation, with placings at Narendra and Corowa. Went down fighting at Narendra first up and then did everything but win at Corowa last start when knocked off by a pretty smart horse in the Doctor's Son. is ideally drawn here, handles the heavy track, and after the claim, only carries 51 kilos. I think it's the way to go. To beat number four, Broadstone, steadily improving this preparation and should be ready to peak now third up. Both career wins have come here at Albury and is proven on a heavy track and does look your likely leader who should be hard to catch. Three, Bo Radley, placed three of its last five in similar grade and prepared to overlook the last start failure in the Tab Highway. Has been freshened up since and way back in class for this, so I can see why it's favourite. And 10 Bad Obsession ran okay in a similar event last start and should be running on at the finish. 6, 4, 3, 10 in race number three.
All right, the fourth, the open, one Cash Crisis, 240, two's out, three Pacific Tycoon, 350, four out by Ruark, 10, six Treasure Boss, 370, seven Funky Farm, 650, eight out, nine Keep Calm and Carry On, 61, 10 Cappuccino, 17. Favourite 240, one Cash Crisis.
Got to go with it, 1, 6, 7 and 10. Cash Crisis has come back in excellent order this preparation. Travelled wide at Wagga first up, and then came with a great finale to score there at Wagga, second up from a break. He's a track specialist here at Wagga, a former City Handicap winner, handles the wet track, not badly off at the weights after the claim, only carries 59 kilos, and the class runner of the race looks extremely hard to beat. Number six, Treasure Boss. He does tend to save his best here for Albury, always seems to perform well. He won a 66 here two starts ago, and then wasn't far off at Maruya in an open handicap, comes back to the track that he likes. And he absolutely loves the wet conditions. So he looks a big danger for sure, number six, Treasure Boss. Seven, Funky Farm, led throughout to win a benchmark 58 at Wagga last start. Big rise in class, but does look your likely leader and can handle a heavy track. And number 10, Cappuccino, can bob up from time to time. He's a noted wet tracker down in the weights, and he can run well here. One on top to beat 6, 7 and 10, race 4, first leg of the quaddie.
And young Tyler Schiller on the top, he rides well. He's just outridden his 4 kilo. He's onto the 3 now, and don't be frightened to back him if you see him in. Now, the fifth one, Master of Norway, $6, two straight over, is six, three successful day, 250. Number four, Serious Doubts, 240, five, Emo Clue, 34, six, Pandas, Mr. Nosey, 31, seven, Pips and Crowns, 10, eight out, nine, Squalos, 151, 10 out, 11, Cosmo Star, 41. 240 favourite, number four, Serious Doubts.
I'm with number three here, successful day, 3, 4, 2 and 1. Successful days only had two starts, was heavily back to win a maiden at Canberra on debut and looked very smart in doing so, and then was caught wide throughout at its next run at Canberra and toughed it out to run third. Is some query going from the synthetic to synthetic track at Canberra to a heavy track here at Albury, but we'll trust that Nick Olive knows what he's doing, and this horse looks progressive enough to take that next step and win this afternoon. I can see why number four, Serious Doubts, is popular on a four-day backup, nice and fit for this for a heavy track. It ran a cracking race at Goulburn on Friday when it set a fast tempo out in front and went down fighting. Should be very hard to run past again today. Two straw over. Prepared to overlook the last start failure at Ballarat when got caught wide throughout. The previous effort at Wodonga was good, winning a maiden. Couple of gear changes for this and can bounce back. And next best number one, Master of Norway, third up from a five-month break. Showed good improvement second up at Corowa and has had a change of stable since. Should be right at his peak for this. Three on top to beat 4, 2 and 1 in race number five.
Now, the sixth is a maiden, 1,600. One, All Kitted Out, 17. Two, Buck or 212. Three, Dala Max, $1.65. Four, Dawny Surprise, 12. Five, Leming, 81. Six out. Seven, Chrysler, 13. Eight, Frenchieris, 13. Nine, Fritz is $9. Ten, Just Like Serena, 81. 11, Madame Vestal, 41. 12, Periati, 13. 13, Piper's Reward is $41 pop. Number 14, Starfly, 23. And 15, Fire Dancer, 126. $1.65, the shorty here, number three, Dynamax.
Yeah, it's got a real long tail. This race drops away very quickly. Three on top to beat 7, 12 and 2. Got to go with Dynamax. Placed all three runs this campaign and gets his chance to break through here. Was heavily backed and a touch unlucky at Bendigo last start. Perhaps probably should have run a clear second. Has drawn wide here, but doesn't appear as though there's much speed, and he should be able to ease across from the wide gate and slot in somewhere. He's got the best form on paper and clearly the one to beat here. Number seven, Chrysler, has had three runs back from a four-month break and put in a personal best at Gundagai last start. Does jump sharply from the 1180 to the 1600 metres, but gives the indication she's looking for more ground. 12, Periati, has been running on over shorter trips and looks ready for the mile now, third up. And number two, Buckle, two, fitter for first up run and might be next best in a race that does fall away very, very quickly. Three on top, Dala Max to beat 7, 12 and 2 in race number six.
All right, we go to the last race, 7, benchmark 58, 1600, 1 out, 2 Hurry Up Harry, 950, 3 Autonomous, 7, 4 Big Has, 23, 5 and 6 out. 7, Moncari, $2.90. Number 8, Gagosian is $4. 9, Anaman, 41. 10, run for Raffin, 18. 11, Villacana, 18. 12 out, 13, Days Go By, 21. 14, Miss Polly Beat, 16. 15, Dashing and Daring, 750. 16, Hayington Place, 34. 17, Only in Red, 81. 18, Frozen Asset, 151. $2.90 favourite, number 7, Moncari.
Got to go with him. 7, 3, 14 and 81 by an absolute mile here under similar conditions. Two starts ago on a heavy 9. He blitzed them and won by 7 lengths. Just absolutely lapped up the wet conditions. And then at Gundagai last start came from a fair way back. It was a great ride from Josh Richards, a real 10 out of 10, and he charged to the line to win at 1,400 metres. Gives the indication that he'll run even further and gets to the mile today. So got to be with number 7, Monkery, nice and fit for this. Hardest to beat, number 3, Autonomous. First try at the mile, but has been running on strongly and does really like the wet conditions. 14, Miss Polly Beats, had a few runs back from a spell, should be just about ready to peak here, and I like the way she got to the line at Cranbourne last time out, and looks ready for the mile, and the next best is number 8, Gagassian, who's been pretty consistent this time in, places last couple at Corowa and Wangaratta, and a bit of a drop in grade here from that open handicap last up, but does go up 5 kilos for it, but nevertheless, it's in the mix as well. But 7, he's pretty hard to go past Monkery whilst he's in this mood. 7, 3, 14, and 8 in the last. Fozzie.
All right, this could be a tricky day where it's all shorties, or if they get blown out of the water, there could be a lot of value.
Yeah, it seems that way. Doing the former, you don't like to tip a lot of favourites, but unfortunately hard to get away from a few of them. Best bets, race 4, number 1, Cash Crisis, and race 5, number 3, Successful Day. We'll go with those two and see how we go, Cosy. We'll be playing the quaddy a little bit thin this afternoon. If you're watching on Sky Thoroughbred Central, we'll play it thin and hopefully get a reward there.
All right, terrific. We'll hear you later on the late mail throughout today. Good on you, Anthony.
Thanks, Cosy. Speak soon.
Anthony Manton, and he'll be at Albury today with the late mail for us. As we said, it's a heavy 10, around about 6 metres the entire circumference. But as you heard earlier on from Steve, they all got a good chance at Albury. It's a good track, good long run in there. 25 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio sets the scene for the biggest race day of the week every Saturday. Form analysts present an array of opinions. Trainer and jockey interviews are required listening, plus get all the tab markers. Winter racing from Randwick begins Saturday morning 6:30 on Sky Sports Radio.
Ever dreamt of owning a share in a racehorse? Running in the world's richest country race? Well, the Kosciuszko is back, and you could win a share in a horse running in the $1.3 million race on Everest Day, October 19. To enter the draw, purchase a $5 Kosciuszko ticket on the Tab app or at your local. The Kosciuszko, tickets on sale now. Entry open to New South Wales residents only. Visit thekosciuszko.com.au for details. Racing New South Wales authorised under New South Wales permit number GOCSC 1042. Gamble responsibly. Gamblers help 1-800-858-858.
Race the best with the best. Dynamics Indications have a fabulous filly by a champion from a champion to be trained by Kieran Maher. Arrowfield Stud has joined us in this filly by Snitzel, Australia's champion sire. From fictional account, Ireland's champion mare was a stakes winner at Ascot and Nakara. Be part of our dynamic Arrowfield and Kieran Maher team in our Super Snitzel filly for $12,825 per share. Visit dynamicsindications.com or call 1-800-61-9999. AFSL 3360808.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
27 past 10 and early start today. We've got Cairns kicking in today around about 10 to 12. The meeting up there, I'm not sure whether it's an amateur meeting, but they've got their big carnival getting underway at Cairns. Also the grounds with Gordon Gold and Devonport getting underway around midday. We'll check out Menangle. Mick Cord will do the preview of that for you just before 11 o'clock. Plus Amanda Rando will have a special guest this morning on the pace. Dave Carlson will be going greyhounds with another special guest as well. So a busy day coming up. I'd grab a form guide. Get ready because we're going to check out news in a moment. Then following that, Amanda Rando, Dave Carlson. Then we start the previews for you and we'll run through and hopefully find all the winners today for you here on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio presents the very best in racing every day. Just like Wentworth Park when Feral Frankie strutted his stuff in the Group 1 Vic Peters.
Here comes Frankie. Feral Frankie in the centre, moved up, hit the lead. Feral Frankie has won the Vic Peters.
And the Peter Mosman final produced a surprise upset.
Starter right, hit the lead. Starter right, too strong.
Greyhound racing every day on Sky Sports Radio.
When it's over. Caribbean blaster. He blew his rivals apart in his Victoria Cup win. A current track record holder. A winner of the Chariots of Fire, 4-year-old Breeders' Crown and SA Cup. Trainer Andy Gath says he was the perfect racehorse. Get the facts. Ask someone who has a blaster. They have perfect gait and constitution, perfect conformation and 100% toughness. Caribbean Blaster, standing at Yirrabee Stud in New South Wales. Visit yirrabee.com.au.
Look, there's no easy way to do this, but I can't work here anymore. You know I love it here. In fact, you're the reason I've stayed here so long. It's just the time has come. I have got to get home for dinner.
Hate saying goodbye to your radio? Download Radio App on your phone and take your favourite station anywhere. Radio App, free from the App Store and Google Play.
Dali Stallions have sired 3 of the 5 juvenile Group 1 winners this season, including the Group 1 Blue Diamond.
Liar over the top! Liar's won the diamond!
The first 3 home in the Golden Slipper.
Can you meet you in front from Microphone and Liar?
And the stallion-making Group 1 sired produce.
And Microphone's won it! Microphone's won the English sire!
Start with a Dali Stallion and the rest will follow.
If you're experiencing a radio transmission issue, please contact Sky Customer Service on 1800 251 710 and let us know. That's 1800 251 710.
29 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio. We'll update the latest news and sport now with Madison Claire Sloan.
Morning to you, Cozzy. Well, England's World Cup final victory has been questioned as it's emerged they may have been awarded one extra run as an obscure rule was misunderstood in the final over of regular play. The controversy surrounds a cruel moment late in the thrilling match in which a throw at the stumps from New Zealand deflected off Ben Stokes' bat before flying off for a boundary. Fast bowler Mitchell Starc and wicketkeeper Alex Carey made the ICC's World Cup team of the tournament, but there was no room for fellow Aussie David Warner, despite him finishing as second highest run scorer. Meanwhile, Belinda Sharp will become the first top-flight female rugby league referee in Australia when she officiates the match between Canterbury and Brisbane at Suncorp Stadium on Thursday night. While NRL head of football Graeme Annesley has flagged a potential end-of-season rules overhaul in a bid to simplify the laws of the game. And AFL legend Nicky Winmar has been charged after an alleged drunken assault of a taxi driver in Melbourne. It's understood the 53-year-old got into a taxi with his girlfriend at Docklands on March 30 and refused to pay the fare up front. A scuffle then broke out and the taxi driver was allegedly kicked. That's all the latest on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Meet Tom. Tom owns a building company. Business is good, but he doesn't have the budget or the time for remedial management. Then, Tom found Cat Checkpoint, a remedial management system for builders and their subcontractors. With Cat Checkpoint, Tom's team can easily do inspections with minimal or no typing, monitor progress from the comfort of their desks, eliminate dots and endless lists, view subcontractor performance stats, and more, all for an affordable price.
Visit catcloud.biz for details.
Wideline Windows and Doors can help make your next build or home reno a success. Drop into any showroom and check out their extensive range of quality aluminium and timber designs, all backed by a 7-year guarantee. Any size, any shape, any space. Wideline's experts will help create the perfect frame for your view. There's never been a better time to take a closer look at Wideline Windows and Doors. Showrooms open at Port Macquarie, Broadmeadow, Tuggerah, Rosebery and coming soon to Liverpool. Sky Sports Radio, combined with Harness Racing New South Wales, brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
It's 29 to 11, and from Harness Racing New South Wales, Amanda Rando, good morning.
Good morning, Sean Cosgrove. How are you today?
Fantastic. You got a great guest today too, I believe.
I sure do. Robbie Morris is our guest this morning. He's one of the top drivers in New South Wales. He's actually third in the New South Wales Drivers Premiership as we speak, behind Toddy McCarthy and Amanda Turnbull. And he's just 5 wins away.